The best way to ensure that things turn out the way you want them to, whatever those things happen to be, is to have them under your control. Sure, that's the answer. Control everything. But life's not like that. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. In fact, life has a funny way of throwing stuff at you that you never expected. Sometimes they're small things you can deal with. Other times, though, they're huge. You've had them, I've had them, and we'll continue to have them. And we react often, not all that well. Sometimes we withdraw into our shell to have our own pity party. Other times we come out punching, only making things worse. The Apostle Peter was writing to some terribly persecuted Christians. They were literally being burnt alive, some of them. It doesn't get much worse than that. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. What's the response God's calling us to when life throws terrible things at us? To be self-controlled and sober-minded. On the one hand, not morose, not falling into self-pity. And on the other, not belligerent, not blaming the rest of the world for your woes, not lashing out and punishing them, but simply to keep loving people even when you're tempted to behave badly. So when you can't control the things that are happening to you, challenge yourself in Christ with His power, the power of the Holy Spirit, to control the way you respond to them. Be self-controlled and sober-minded. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And never forget, no matter what the world throws at you, God is ever faithful. His promises are ever true. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of the latest Life Application Booklet. It's called Promises You Can Depend On. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.